Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Let's go, Sammy. What's happening?
Not too much, and no, I did not sell a store yet.
You're not supposed to eat and talk on the radio, man. Hey, can you bring your mic up just a hair there? Thank you, sir.
There you go.
That's good. What are these things? You handed me one.
They're key lime.
Key lime.
Oh, hard candies.
Hard candies. They're good, huh?
I got them at one of the Hispanic restaurants here in town. I can't imagine I could say the name of it, but...
I don't know. You can.
Sonora.
The mothership says you can. So.
Sonora.
Sonora. I hadn't heard of that. Where is that particular restaurant?
Well, that's the one that's down on Industrial and...
If you can hear the candy, folks, it's really in Sam's mouth.
It's
while
really
we're
yummy.
On the radio. Yeah. He's like, here you go, try this. And I'm like, well, I'm getting ready to speak on the radio.
That's okay. You'll just turn off the radio and start eating one of them.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
They're yummy.
Right, right. All right. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. It's... Owner Sam Scarmardo of SamsGuns.com. He's our lovable curmudgeon in Lake Havasu City. Got a couple of housekeeping items, actually.
Go right ahead.
Have you heard of this? It's called the Kids on the Colorado program. And there's a community day. It's this Sunday.
Free hot dogs.
Cinco de Mayo, too.
Yeah.
Right? But no, they're not celebrating Cinco de Mayo, but free hot dogs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Aquatic Center. Community Day is a free event. It's designed to help connect families across Lake Havasu with fun, active, and engaging options for their children to have access to this summer and throughout the school year. That would be lake access, I believe. We'll have different clubs and organizations from our community to educate and show various opportunities. Raffle drawings throughout the day, and a free hot dog lunch starting at 10 a.m. How about that?
I might go for that.
You know, I was the only kid, and I don't think I've ever said this on the show, but I was the only kid in my neighborhood or in my circle of friends who could not eat hot dogs when I was a kid.
Why not? I
would hurl them. They would come up. Yeah, I think it was the nitrates.
Nitrites.
And then I found out later that things packed with nitrites actually give me a headache.
Yeah.
So that might be why. More information, visit our website, kidsonthecoloradoriver.org. Kidsonthecoloradoriver.org. Again, that's this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You'll hear it all over the radio central stations. Dan Del Santos put that together.
It surprised me what else is going on this weekend is the Friends of the NRA dinner, and they never even bothered to call me. I just found out about it from Leo.
So are you one of their friends or not?
I've been a life member since I was 18. Ellie's a life member, and my grandson's a life member.
So tomorrow's May 4th.
Yeah.
You know that, right? Today's, of course, May 3rd, 2024. It's May the 4th, Be With You, Star Wars Day at Lake Havasu Baptist Church.
Really?
Yeah, really. Spring Carnival tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Bounce houses, carnival games, cakewalk, face painting, contests every hour with prizes. That would be a hula hoop contest, jump rope, and pie eating contest.
Hmm.
Cool.
Do we have to dress up like Darth Vader?
It says Star Wars themed photo booth, so I guess you could. Yeah, you would make a great Darth Vader. I've never seen Star Wars, but I know who Darth Vader is.
Serious?
I've never seen Star Wars. No.
Huh.
I'm one of the 1%. Yeah. Hot dogs, nachos, chili, popcorn, cotton candy, free to the public. 2101 Palo Verde Boulevard North, 928-855-3154.
That's the Baptist church up there, up at the north end.
So, have you ever seen the movie Blue Chips with Nick Nolte?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes recruiting that kid in French Lick, Indiana,
yeah,
where Larry Bird's from. And the kid's name is Ricky something. And the dad wants a tractor or something. And then he says, we're getting ready to go to church. Do you go to church? And he goes, yeah, I go to church. And he says, well, we're Baptists. He goes, hey, I'm a Baptist too. You know, the coach, Nick Nolte. And he says, what kind of Baptist, Southern or traditional? And he takes a guess, right? Well, Southern Baptist, of course. And he guessed right. So it was pretty funny. Funny scene.
There's more Baptist denominations than that.
I remember. Are there?
Oh, yeah. A bunch.
That's what I remember from the movie.
My grandmother owned a trailer park over in Stockton when I was a little kid.
Stockton, California?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they would put the tent meetings in there, and, you know, me and my buddies would all stick our heads under the bottom in there. You know, this included the snake jugglers and everything, so.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
The like a Pentecostal almost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. All right. You actually got a pretty interesting endorsement. I got Carrie Lake endorsements on her website. Have you seen all of the endorsements?
Oh, yeah.
Do you endorse Carrie Lake now?
Yeah.
Because I remember the first time Carrie Lake was in Mojave County.
Yeah, like 3 years ago.
Talk about that.
Such a strong supporter and donator to Barack Obama, who I think is Satan anyway. You know, he's a servant of Satan.
Right.
Any rate, and she was just really blowing how great he was beforehand, and then all of a sudden she said she had an epiphany, and she became that, and she's gotten several checks off of me now. In fact, I sent her a $500 one when she had her fundraiser up last week here in town, and again, I couldn't be there. And
she was at,
yes,
she
I
was
got
at
the catheter out of me finally.
And she was at Nico's, too.
Yeah, she was same day, but two hours before that, she was up at a private house up in the foothills.
I got you. So her opponent is Mark Lamb,
yeah,
Sheriff of Pinal County.
Yeah.
Have you met Mr. Lamb at
all? I've met him numerous times. Huh?
You have? Okay. I'd
be happier with either one of them. I'd be more happy with her.
I can't imagine a worse race for him to get into at this time. It's just bad timing.
Right.
You know, I don't know. It just seems like he hasn't gained that much traction. I know a lot of people here locally that are Mark Lamb supporters.
Right.
But it just seems like it's just bad timing. I just can't imagine anyone toppling the Carrie Lake machine right now.
Just got to beat that communist from the Democrat Party. They got to get rid of him, boy.
Gallegos?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know.
He's like one step short of Lenin.
Well, Carrie Lake's calling him a deadbeat dad. I guess he didn't pay child support to his wife, Kate, who's the mayor of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
His ex-wife, Kate. So, yeah, that's a whole thing right now, and I guess Carrie Lake's kind of in the middle of that. So that's going to be part of the debate, you can imagine. Anyway, her endorsements, Donald Trump Jr., Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, Senator Ted Cruz.
Right.
I think that one holds a lot of weight. I'm not a big guy for endorsement, but that would be another one that is good. Senator Ted Budd from North Carolina, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota. Eric Schmidt from Missouri, U.S. Senator. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. U.S. Senator Cynthia, I think it's Loomis?
Loomis, yeah.
Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma. And
Mark Levin. One
of the newest endorsements, I think it was about a month ago, is Mark Levin.
Yeah.
And I got some audio. Actually, pretty interesting endorsement, and pretty interesting that he hadn't endorsed her up until that show, which was about a month ago. You want to hear the audio?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I've gotten to know you a little bit. I don't think I've endorsed yet, now that I think about it. I would love to endorse you, but it's not going to hurt you.
I'm blown away. I would love to have your endorsement.
Well, you
got
it. I
would absolutely love it. Awesome. I'm going to put that out. That is breaking news. I love it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Well, your listeners get it, and they get it in large part to you helping people understand where we've gone, astray from our Constitution. Whenever we get too far away from our Constitution, things go haywire, and we are so far astray under Joe Biden and these policies that are have us on a collision course with total destruction. So I appreciate all the work you do because, you know, there's people out there who are brainwashing the public with fake news and bogus stories and lies, and you always keep it on the straight and narrow and educate people. So thank you for what you do.
Well, it is my pleasure to endorse you. You're working hard. You really do want to help save this country, and you really want to represent the actual interests of the people in Arizona. And I find when you're somebody like that, whether you're Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump or somebody like you, the whole system is built to defeat you, to crush you, to devour you, to smear you, and so forth, because they're afraid that you actually will go to Washington, do what you say, and represent your constituents, right?
I just thought that was a really interesting endorsement. And like Mark Levin said, I can't believe I haven't endorsed you yet. And I heard it. I couldn't believe he hadn't endorsed her yet. So, but now you're in full agreement with Mark, right?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I wouldn't send her a check if I didn't believe it.
How much do you think she can do just being one of 50 senators, though?
Well, it's one less communist.
Right. I've heard the Republican Party has a pretty good candidate in Nevada as well.
Yes, I've got my fingers crossed on that one as well.
So I wanted to talk about, later in the show, I want to talk about the overturning of the 1864 abortion ban, the territorial ban. And I know Republicans are like, you know, I saw a lot of people against it that were Republicans. But strategy-wise, politically, I think it's a smart move to get it out of the way.
That's exactly the way I think.
I think get it out of the way because...
That's probably the reason we lost the 2022.
Exactly. If it's still hanging out there on Election Day, do you know how many people that mobilizes that are not necessarily conservative voters?
You got to realize the fact that the Democrats will say anything, do whatever, you know, just to win because they're all in it for power. There's nothing sacred about the Constitution or the United States of America or our history or anything. It's just they want to have power. And that's why I'm convinced that that's a power of the Democrat Party is like connected to Satan.
Well, speaking of Satan.
I've never voted for a Democrat in my life, and I make that clear.
Speaking of Satan, this just in out of Iran. Have you heard this yet? The headline is Islamic Republic of Iran offering free college tuition to U.S. students expelled for supporting pro-Hamas protests.
Professors, too. That's 3 or 4 days old.
I'm just saying, speaking of evil, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the president of Shiraz University in Iran offered free tuition for any of the American pro-Hamas students, causing disruption on college campuses if their actions resulted in expulsion. Students and even professors who have been expelled or threatened with expulsion can continue their studies at Shiraz University. Now, think about that, Sam. Let's say you're LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Are they going to be able to demonstrate in Iran like they did?
No, they'll take them up to the fifth floor and throw them off the roof is what they do with the LGBTQ people.
Well, that, yeah, or they'll hang them in public.
Hang them in public, right. Yeah, from a crane, yeah.
But do they think they'll have free speech in Iran?
No. And first of all, nobody will ever follow through with that, and they might get one or two total fools that go through, right. And then they'll be wanting to come back. And they go to move to Iran, you should lose your citizenship.
Well, there's a difference in tuition and credit fees. Number one. That could just be a technicality.
There. And that would, nothing there would qualify credit toward a college degree in the United States.
So this came from, Sarah Carter, who's a frequent visitor. I call her, I have a different nickname for her. The Associated Press reported that more than 2,000 individuals have been arrested at various college locations throughout the U.S. in recent demonstrations against Israel's military operations in Gaza. Several other universities in Iran have reportedly joined the endeavor. Pro-Islamic Republic regime-controlled media outlets in Iran broadcasted live images of Thursday's confrontations between police and anti-Israel agitators at UCLA, where at least 200 arrests were made.
And they should be expelled immediately, and they should go to prison for the damage that they've done to stuff.
Right, right.
I heard this coddling these crybabies in college, you know, their purple hair and man buns and all the rest of the stuff they do. So
I heard a new acronym for UCLA. I think it was "You Citizens Leave Already" or something like that.
That about makes sense.
Yeah, or "You Clowns Leave Already." I've always heard "You Clowns Lose Again" for UCLA, but yeah. that was a different one. So anyway, let's go ahead and take our first break. Again, we're with Sam Scarmato. We always play Kid Rock on the show when Sam's on, and it looks like you have a phone call.
Really?
Except I'm not hearing the phone. That's the weird part. Oh, there's the ringer. All right. Back with more in a moment. We'll see who's on the line when we come back with Sam Scarmato, owner of SamsGuns.com. Did you sell the store yet?
Not yet.
Well, your phone rang while we were in the...
Well, that wasn't the store. That was the guy I was supposed to have lunch with.
Ah, we were in the audio in the program, the soundbite for Mark Levin, and your phone rang. And I'm like, wow, he didn't even silence his phone today. Crazy. Back with more in a moment. Hey, are you going on vacation this year?
Yeah.
You are?
3 weeks.
You're one of 50% of Americans who are going on vacation. There's a new poll that 50% of Americans have canceled their vacations this year.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Exactly.
That's exactly what. Exactly. Joe Biden's basically, you give him another 11 months, you give him another 4 years, and we're done for.
It's a segment we're going to run later from Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
But he's actually pretty good on this one. He's not pausing so much. I think he's been listening to you.
I hope so.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Never hold a spot inside my soul. We'd blister in the sun. We couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll while we were trying. Is that what you tell Ellie? 10 out of 10?
She's 10 perfect? 10 out of 10.
Yeah?
She's perfect, yeah. Except she's got a broken arm now.
Got a broken arm?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah,
how did that happen?
She was chasing the dog around the yard and her flip-flop caught in a crack in the driveway and fell down on it and then broke her arm.
Oh, poor Ellie.
Yeah.
Man, how long?
She's right-handed, too, and she's right. Her right arm is broke. So.
Is she in a cast?
At 1 o'clock she will be.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that, Ellie. Are you going to sign her cast? Are you going to be the first
Absolutely.
One? You are?
One of her friends has already said they want to be the first one to sign it.
Oh, okay.
Besides, she doesn't want profanity on her cast. So
so she's got to hide yours.
Yeah, there you go.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Also, love those guys. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Also, Just Meats. All the cuts all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Patio Paradise. Salmon's Air Conditioning, that is. Serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And by Blonzy's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. You should reward Ellie, since she's kind of under the weather when you think she's got a broken arm. Take her to Blonzy's for breakfast,
I don't like their breakfast.
What?
Serious.
How can you not like their breakfast?
Well, because I'm mildly diabetic and everything that's soaked in gravy and then biscuits and all. I can't eat their food.
Oh,
we're going to...
You're that guy. Okay,
yeah,
so you have to have cantaloupe and all that.
No, I don't eat cantaloupe.
Yeah, I can't stand cantaloupe. Or melon.
Oh, I like melon.
I like watermelon, but that's about it, yeah.
Hey, you don't even look black.
Oh, man. Sam, come on, man. Anyway, Duck Duck Jeep is tomorrow. It's the new car show. Car show of the Saturday, if you will. Duck Duck Jeep tomorrow at Blonzy's, which benefits veterans here in the tri-state area. All right, looks like we have a phone call. Somebody actually wants to talk to Sam Scarmato. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, Paul, Sam, it's Wayne. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Wayne, how's the hot tub biz?
Oh, it's wet and wild.
What's happening, pool guy?
Hey, I just wanted to add on to something you guys were talking about before the break. You know, instead of footing the bill for all these clowns' tuitions, I say we buy them all plane tickets and send them over there.
Iran, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah, one-way tickets.
You know, I'd pay for that instead of this transportation program for illegal immigrants, for sure.
Sure.
Well, and look how that's bleeding into that. Now they're setting up camps and making demands. I mean... the one thing that keeps rattling around in my head is when Obama said he's going to fundamentally transform the country. Remember?
He's done a pretty good job at it.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Well, you know, that, yep, and that's the one, well, one of two things that Democrats do. They telegraph and they accuse you of doing what they're doing. So all you got to do is listen to them, and you know exactly where they're going to go and exactly what they're going to do.
Well, the entire Democrat Party plan of action is just lie, 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 make us trip over our own feet and stir up agitation between the Republicans. Exactly. I hope that this go-around, we're going to give them a taste of their own medicine.
Oh, man, if we don't now, I don't know when we'll ever will.
I don't know, you know, who would be on the schedule 4 years from now for the Communist Party, Gavin Newsom or what?
Well, yeah, he's a pretty good runner-up, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to put a pool man's 2 cents in.
Well, we appreciate you.
Okay.
Thanks, Wayne.
Love the show. You guys take care and take care of your wife, will you?
I will.
All right. Well, at least you can't write any checks now.
She's ambidextrous when it comes to spending money.
Oh, man. That was excellent, Wayne. That was good.
I'll see you guys.
All right, thanks.
That was a good one.
That was funny. That's ambidextrous when it comes to spending money. I hadn't heard that one either. State Senate race. You wanted to talk about that.
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm very strongly endorsing Hildy Lynn Angus. She was my boss on the Employee Benefit Trust for the county, amongst dozens of her other endeavors working for the citizens of Mojave County. And when I was listening to you, what's her name? Kimberly Zanon?
Zanon. Uh-huh.
Zanon, whatever.
Yeah, Z-A-N-O-N. Uh-huh.
Yeah, basically she implied, though she didn't say so, she implied that she was endorsed by Sonny and Leo and John Gillette. And I talked to Sonny and Leo this morning, and both of them were a guffaw. We wouldn't endorse her. That was right for him. I couldn't get through to John, but I'm sure it's going to make a unanimous three when I get over and done to him. Because it's a. And Steve says, don't say a lot of the things that you'd like to say, because he doesn't want me to get sued for slander,
right?
Or libel or whatever, right, you know. Right. But the point is, she's not the person to support. I don't understand why she's got some of the gun stores in town, because in a, what I'm getting from her is. We had a previous state representative here who was hyper-Christian, so she said, hey, I consider myself hyper-Christian. I just don't make my whole life broadcasting.
Initials were TG?
Hmm?
Was she from Havasu?
Yeah, you got it right.
Okay.
TG.
I got it.
And, you know, she was like with all the church ladies praying for the final source, and, you know, we got invited to the same party, and she was drunk as a rat out there at the Nautical Inn.
Uh-huh.
Oh. You got it. TG hit it right on the head, though.
I figured. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so, you know, she's just.
One of the only guests that I've ever interviewed, she wanted the questions ahead of time. Not talking points.
Yeah.
The questions. The actual questions.
Well, that sounds like something Hillary would do.
Yeah, maybe. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, from the, from Donna Brazile.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go ahead and take our next break.
Well, anyway,
weren't done with this topic.
I wasn't done yet with this thing. I just have to encourage the people of Mojave County, being as got 106.35 and 7, that we're all over the county now, to support Hildy Angus. The only group that's supporting her here, and I don't consider them much of a valid group of Republicans, is the Lunchtime Ladies and the one Republican lady, Lake Havasu Republican Ladies. You know, they... If you don't suck up to Buster, or don't suck up to the lady who's the current president, and I'm not going to mention her name right now, she hates me anyway, so it doesn't make much of a difference. You know, then you get no support. They don't support the party, the entire county. They don't support the party, and they can call me up and cuss me out if they want all they want.
I think we haven't had that dynamic of a representative in the state Senate or the state House from Bullhead City since. Nancy McLean was there.
Nancy McLean, yeah.
Right? At that time, I think we had one in Kingman, one in Bullhead, one in Havasu. So that would be, with Hildy being from Bullhead City, there would be that dynamic.
Yeah.
I don't know that it makes a difference. I think it's more of the fight and the dog when it comes to Phoenix. You got to have somebody that can fight.
And she's a fighter. Take my word for it. And I don't know what this Kimberly Zanon, she has no past experience. She should run for city council. Unless she should have run for something else.
I asked her that. Why jump in at the state senate level? Sure. But she seemed to think that that's where she could make the most difference, especially when it came to DCS and CASA, you know, foster children, sure, that sort of thing. That was her passion. So
well, just
anyway,
just encourage everybody vote Hildy Angus for state senate.
Both interviews are on the website, by the way, kntrtalk.com. Go to the archive where it says Speak Out, and you can hear Kimberly Zanin from yesterday or Hildy Angus from 2 weeks.
It was a couple weeks back. Yeah.
It was 2 weeks ago from yesterday. Yeah. They were two weeks apart. So
if you don't believe what I said about Leo and Sonny, give them a call. I haven't talked to Gillette yet, but you know, Leo and Sonny both said that they would support her.
Have you spent any time talking to John Gillette at all?
Oh yeah,
face to face.
I support.
He's just a guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And his son already plays guitar.
Yeah,
and loves the blues. And I just love the guy when I talk to him.
He's a great guy.
He really is.
He has potential.
He really does.
Yeah.
And he's what you see is what you get. He's not
pretty much.
There's no agenda there. I'm really impressed with John Gillette when he was in the studio. I got to get him back in. We're gonna have Sonny and Leo on. I think it's the last day of the month, May 31st. If that's the Friday, that's the last day of the month. I'm pretty sure it's that day. So they'll both be in the studio. That'll be a lot of fun.
So what do you think before you change subjects here? What do you think about Buster versus Leo? Versus Sonny?
I can't really go there because they're... Well, one's a regular on the show, and the other one has been a regular on the show. You know, it all depends on your view of term limits as opposed to no term limits and where you think who's going to represent us better at the county level. And then you got to think, I think it's really important to think of who's going to win the District 2 seat, who's going to win the District 5 seat, who's going to win the District 4 seat. If the people win that I think are going to win those supervisory district seats,
we
are going to have an extremely conservative county.
Very conservative, and I'm loving doing a lot of praying and a lot of supporting for these people.
One claims to be conservative that's there already, and that, you know, Travis. And I'm not saying he's not, but I'm just saying those other four definitely are going to make a very conservative board, for sure. So I'm not going to, I don't endorse either because I'm a news guy.
Yeah.
And we're not a newspaper, so I don't endorse. But thanks for the question. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Back with more in a moment. That's my perspective on it. So we'll be back with Sam Scarmato, Havasu's lovable curmudgeon. If you want to call in, it's 928-854-5687. 928-854. I'll say it real slow. We have one listener that says I say it too fast. KNTR. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
It's not Kinter.
It's not what?
Kinter.
Kinter?
Kinter.
Yeah, like, that's funny. It would be like an app, right? The Kinter app.
Kinter app.
It's funny. We'll be back. Lock me up and snort away my key. I ain't no cheat. I'm just a regular failure. I ain't straight out of Compton. I'm straight out the trailer. That is one great pairing right there.
Indeed.
Right? Featuring Hank Williams Jr. and, of course, Kid Rock, Redneck Paradise. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Springburg Wealth Management, by The Chair, Havasu Style Dining and Live Entertainment with Hollis Gooch tonight in that flip-flop atmosphere. It's a fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Mojave Community College by SunPower, by Esme Electric, Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And our newest sponsor, ZMI Mobility. Kind of sounds like TMI. You heard of these guys?
No, never.
Well, they have off-road mobility scooters, ramps, lifts for pools and vehicles, car access swivel seats and stair lifts, ZMI Mobility, 900 block of Lake Havasu Avenue North, over by City Maytag.
Oh, okay.
Right by City Maytag. And, of course, by SamsGuns.com, where we always ask our lovable curmudgeon, have you sold the store yet?
I haven't, and I'm still looking for a couple employees.
All right, I have one of my topics listed, and I kind of talked to you about this beforehand. How is business right now?
It could be better, but it might be the fact that there are, like, 26 places to buy guns in Lake Havasu now.
Really? You know,
originally, it was me and Meddy at Southwest.
Uh-huh.
And Zeman, Ed Zeman, but he died just about the time that I started building my place. And he was a great guy, old guy. And there was just two of us buying gold.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's another part of your business, too.
Yeah, buying gold and silver. Yesterday was the first time I got a whole bunch of scrap in yesterday.
What does that mean? What do you do with scrap?
Well, I take it up to my smelter in Vegas and had it made into little bars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. What is gold? What's the price of gold right now? Do you know?
It's like $2,303 this morning, which is almost $2,400 last week.
Wow. And what's silver at?
Silver this morning was $26.27 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
$26?
Yeah, $26.27. There's $26.72. That's what it was.
A troy ounce, of course.
One troy ounce, yeah. Which
right.
Is,
what is that comparatively to how the market's been?
They're both up. I mean, the other time the silver was much higher than that was in 1979 when the Hunt brothers and the House of Saud tried to corner the silver market.
I remember that. Yeah.
It went up to $48.90 or something.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
All right. And what about ammo? Are people still having trouble buying ammo?
Some calibers. I mean, I bought a couple pallet loads. We've got a sale on 9 right now that's, you know, 300 a case.
9 millimeter?
Yeah. Uh-huh. 1,000 rounds. That's 30 cents a round. You could find that anywhere. We had mountains of it. They were down to maybe 25 cases.
Now, you still have the range, too, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, range works.
The range works?
Range works.
All right.
I know one of my, the only other range in town, so to speak, keeps advertising that he's the only air-conditioned range in town. I don't know what them 120 tons of air conditioning on my roof are for, just for decoration, apparently. But
interesting. All right, I don't know if you've heard this story yet, but there's Pima County, Arizona.
Yeah.
Pima County, where Tucson,
yeah.
Old Pueblo, all right, wants to slap $1,000 fines on residents, I don't know if you've heard the story yet, who failed to report a lost or stolen firearm to the government within 2 days. They want to fine residents $1,000. So we're going to be talking to Parker Jackson from the Goldwater Institute. He's
yeah.
a staff attorney, and he's scheduled for May 21st at 11 o'clock. You might want to listen to that interview. He writes that state law prohibits local governments from regulating firearms.
That's right.
And the county board of supervisors appeared to know that when they brazenly passed the ordinance. So now, on behalf of Air Force veteran Chris King and Pima County-based Arizona Citizens Defense League, the Goldwater Institute is suing Pima County to stop this unlawful mandate.
It's definitely unlawful.
The new reporting ordinance isn't just illegal. It takes aim at the wrong people. Now, this is written by an attorney, so I'm directly quoting him.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than target criminals who steal firearms, the new requirement re-victimizes law-abiding gun owners who experience the loss or theft of a firearm. Some may not even realize they're victims until much later. King says, when my apartment was burglarized, both my wife and I were on active duty out of state and didn't even discover that the firearm had been stolen until a week later. All right? And he's a county resident, a Pima County resident, an NRA certified firearms instructor. We're a nation of laws, he says, and Arizona law clearly prohibits local governments from imposing regulations contradictory to the laws of this state.
That's right.
Why do Pima County officials think they're above the law? That's
well, you know they're all going to, down there, they're going to vote for Biden anyway. And that's Biden's just for, he spent 3.5 years puking lies out of his mouth and out the top of his head about gun ownership.
The Goldwater Institute says it hasn't stopped certain cities and counties from searching for ways to get around those laws. This is really interesting. For example, in 2013, the city of Tucson passed a similar firearm reporting ordinance, which the Arizona Attorney General found illegal. Over the next several years, Tucson destroyed nearly 5,000 unclaimed or forfeited firearms under another preempted ordinance.
And I bid on them, too.
You did?
Yes.
In 2017, the Arizona Supreme Court found that those actions, when they did that, they destroyed those firearms, were unlawful. And just last year, the city of Phoenix rammed through an ordinance that quickly disposed of nearly 600 unclaimed and seized firearms by sending them to the National Police of Ukraine. The Arizona Attorney General belatedly agreed that Phoenix's ordinance violated state law. Now, after years of trying to ban gun shows at the county fairgrounds, Pima County has ignored state law and gone after law-abiding gun owners who are victims of loss or theft. But the ordinance itself specifically talks about the possession, sale, purchase, transfer, and acquisition of firearms, even though state law says local governments cannot regulate in any of those areas. And members of the board have made numerous statements acknowledging that the ordinance relates to those topics. Now, this is what Parker Jackson, the attorney for Goldwater, he says now they'll have to defend their illegal ordinance in state court.
There you go.
Because that's what Goldwater Institute does. It protects rights.
Well, you see, the Democrat and the lefties just want an unarmed government, an unarmed populace. So
sure.
When they finally decide to totally abrogate the Constitution and the laws, they'll have a population of sheep.
Well, you actually have a really good point. I'm going to find our next piece of audio. That's a little early, but and I'm curious about, are there ammo restrictions or new regulations in that industry?
In some states there is. Across the river, you have to fill out a form similar to a 4473, which is what you fill out to buy a firearm.
How does all of that change when there's a change in the White House? Like when it went from Trump to the Biden administration.
Well, Biden went off the rails.
Yeah, we have a business and financial guy who comes in, Brian Springberg.
Right.
And he says that the administration doesn't matter when it comes to the economy, which a lot of our listeners do not agree. We got a lot of feedback on that.
That's right.
But what about when it comes to gun ownership?
Again, it'll be the same as the economic question. You're right there. People are very, especially in there, I'll be honest with you, when I moved here from Illinois, I calculated the weather was the main thing I wanted. Like 50% was the weather, but 25% was firearms ownership and firearms regulations. Back in Illinois, it's way worse than California. I don't know if you knew that or not, but the Illinois gun laws are just so onerous. Yeah, they're way worse than California.
Isn't that a little ironic, considering the crime rate in Chicago that involves guns and the killing of a lot of gang members and a lot of minorities and a lot of innocent people?
That's right.
It's like a slaughterhouse.
Yes, it is. It's terrible when you had that, what was her name, Beetlejuice, the mayor they had?
I don't remember. Yeah.
Lori Lightfoot.
Lori Lightfoot, very good description, Beetlejuice.
And then they could have elected a fairly decent mayor, and they elect this Brandon Johnson, I think that's his name, and he's just slightly to the left of Lennon.
Right, right, right.
No, don't enforce anything. Don't force any laws. Don't offend the criminals. As far as I'm concerned, criminals ought to be in camps.
Who do you think put that mayor in? Possibly Soros-backed?
No, I don't think so. That would be the Madigans. And the Madigans run the politics in Illinois. Run that. Finally, they've indicted one of them, which surprised the heck out of me. But, you know, they've run Chicago since Bathhouse John McGinty.
Madigan. Is that any relation to the actress Amy Madigan?
No.
No? Because she's definitely got that thick accent.
Yeah,
like
no,
she's from Chicago. Plus, she was in the movie Uncle Buck, which was shot in Chicago.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to talk about Bill O'Reilly's got this segment that we run during the Dave Ramsey show.
Right.
It's in three parts, all 3 hours of the Dave Ramsey show at the bottom of the hour. And this is always this, you know, here's for something you might not know is what he calls his segment.
Yeah.
And this is about a new poll regarding vacations, and Americans are canceling vacations at record levels.
Can't afford it.
I'll admit, I got a really nice tax return this year, both state and federal. A refund. I wouldn't say return, a refund. I paid money in, but I got a lot of it back because of the way that I invested, saved, that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, and those are good tax shelters. So I've just decided no vacation this year. I'm just going to carry it over until the economy is a little bit better. And so I made that decision. I guess I fall in that 50% that did cancel their vacation because I had some plans for this summer. But, yeah, let's see what Bill O'Reilly has to say. I think you're going to find this fascinating, especially when it comes to resort fees, which we all know and love.
Yeah.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. A recent survey from Newsweek finds 50% of Americans will not be taking a vacation this year, the fewest since COVID hit in 2020. The biggest factor keeping people home, record high prices. Here are some stats. The average room, hotel room, in New York City now costs $500 a night, up from $300 before the pandemic. Prices also up 30% in London, 33% in Paris, 40% Hong Kong, and a whopping 60% in the Caribbean. The increases are a result of inflation and the ridiculous junk fees that are often hidden from tourists. Here are some of the strangest surcharges we could find. At some resorts in Hawaii, they now charge $50 for coconut landscaping fees to stop coconuts from falling on people's heads. The Royal Hawaiian in Honolulu is known for welcoming tourists with their signature banana muffins. The snack used to be free. Now, it's $42, but you don't know that until you get the bill. In Brooklyn, visitors are charged $45 to have filtered water in their bathroom sink. At the popular Viceroy Hotel in Washington, D.C., guests are billed $26 for white noise machines to cancel out sounds of traffic. The Hyatt Regency in Boston charges people $30 for a so-called daily destination fee. The tax includes a free cup of clam chowder from room service. And here's something else you might not know. The most ridiculous fees in America can be found at Disney World. Tourists there pay extra for photos, access to rides, characters, premium seating at parades, and dinner reservations, all previously free of charge. When Disney World opened back in 1971, an average four-night stay cost a family of four $400. Today, that figure has ballooned to $7,000. Right back.
Holy cow.
That's incredible.
Isn't it, though? How do you get good vacation deals? You travel,
isn't it up to
you travel a lot.
Yeah, I travel a lot. Ellie does a lot. See, I handle the stuff that's Europe and Africa, and Ellie handles the Far East and the Caribbean. So she used up all kinds of points and stuff like that. And I mean, frankly, we got our airfares free and using up, I've started buying paying all my suppliers with credit cards now. Because they're the ones that give me cash or give me miles.
And now we're told that there's a bill going through, and I believe it's your boy from Illinois, Dickie Durbin, is one of the.
He's from Indiana, I think.
Is he from Indiana? I thought he was from Illinois.
I think he's from Indiana.
Dick Durbin. Anyway, he's a sponsor of this bill that wants to do away with credit card rewards. Mark Levin talks about it.
It doesn't surprise me.
No, there's a move now to counter that with a I think it's an online petition. But, I don't have an active credit card at the moment. I do, but it's locked and it's paid off. Yeah.
I pay off all mine every month.
I do the Ramsey method. I have two different debit cards, and you know, one's checking, one's savings, and that's what I use for reservations if I have to, right? Never use your checking, by the way. Just use the savings. Use the one you can afford to take a hit on if it comes back and you need to go fight. Right, exactly. So we got a text in that asked, who is TG? I'm not sure if this person that sent me the text is that politically savvy to know who TG was.
Just go tell her what Trisha's last name was.
Okay, we're going to go with the first name. But, she was a state representative for
one term.
One term I would say 2008 to 2010-ish.
Earlier than that, I think.
I think you might be right. Doris Goodell might have defeated her in 2008. So, anyway, we're going to go out with Kid Rock, and it's, of course, Sam Scarmato's hour. Thanks for being here, Sammy.
Sure thing. I'm going to go take Ellie to the doctor.
Did we get everything out there that you wanted to talk about? Yeah, he already took off his headset. There you go. He's in a hurry to get away from me. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'll have a final shot in a moment. Welcome back to Speak Out, rather. Mojave Search and Rescue having its inaugural golf tournament tomorrow, 8 a.m. shotgun start up at Serbat Cliffs Golf Course. $100 per player, includes entry, cart, and lunch. You're going to want to call 753-6593. Of course, that's area code 928-753-6593. All right, Monday's show. Got a good one. Angie Foltz coming on from Western Arizona Senior Living, and Brian DeVincenzi talking about Kingman Street Drags. Have a safe weekend. Stay hydrated. Hannity is next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.